Del, welcome to SBS Radio's Gujarati language program.
Hi, Neetal. Thanks so much for having me.
Gujarati, Irani cho, Parsi Gujarati cho. Gujarati boli shako cho?
Hun thoru boli sakus.
Okay, let's try. Janma kya thayo chhe tamaro?
Hun maro janam Mumbai ma thayu. Hun ya Australia avi 7 varas ni hati. Ne hun Parsi cho, to gair ma badda mari sathe Gujarati ma vaat karich, but hun nalli thi na to English mein ma reply karti thi. But my Gujarati kitna kharab thi. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Okay, let's switch to English.
Okay.
You worked with Times Now in India, BBC, yeah. And now you're with ABC News in Australia. Can you tell us something about your journey towards where you are now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually got my big break in journalism in India. So, you know, I grew up in Australia, go back to India when in my mid-20s. And, yeah, I started off at Times Now, which is a 24-hour English news channel there. Worked my way up, producing, reporting, eventually got a break as an anchor. Actually, because of my foreign accent, my Australian accent, they said I wasn't Indian enough. So, I had to present the foreign news on Times Now. But then from that, I mean, because I did so much of that, BBC World News noticed that, and the Mumbai correspondent was leaving. And so they said, oh, well, actually, you know, you're Indian, but you have that international voice. Would you like to sort of step in and be the BBC correspondent? That was a dream come true.
Right.
So did that. Covered the aftermath of the Mumbai attacks, which was, you know, just absolutely heartbreaking to see that happen to, you know, a city that's my second home. And but Australia is also home, and so it's been wonderful to return back here and have the opportunity to work for the ABC, which is where I am now. So
can you tell us some of the interesting stories that you've covered, something close to your heart or something memorable, other than you just mentioned Mumbai terror attacks?
Yeah, so, I mean, look, in India, there were a lot of fantastic stories I got to cover. Most of the time, it was, you know, things like, you know, the aftermath of the terror attacks, which was incredibly... While it was a very difficult story, it also... One of the really powerful things about doing that was it showed the strength and the resilience of the people in Mumbai. So it was wonderful to be able to do that. I got the opportunity to go to Bhopal as well, and I reported on the anniversary of the 25th disaster. I keep saying all these really negative stories, but there were a lot of really great positive stories,
right,
from India as well that I did get to do. I mean, India's economy was flourishing. I mean, this was in 2009, you know, 9% growth, double-digit growth, so much positivity and exciting energy. So, like I said, it was some of the best years to be in India and to get to do those stories.
Have you worked in India then with BBC and now here in Australia? Do you see any culture difference that reflect at work?
Oh, huge. Absolutely. You know, when I returned to India, like I said, I was told, well, you're not Indian enough, you're too Australian, which came as a shock to me because I've grown up in Australia and everybody kept telling me you're so Indian. Culturally, absolutely. I mean, just simple things. I mean, obviously language is a big part, so mm-hmm. There's a lot of Hinglish in Indian offices. But, you know, the culture of food, like when you sit down and have lunch, I mean, lunchtime is such a sacred part. You cannot, you know, skip lunch, and everybody has their little dabbas and they all share their food. And here in Australia, there's no such thing. You know, you bring your sandwich and you're lucky if you get to eat at your desk. One of the other really quirky things was you've got the people that come and bring you tea at your
yes.
office, the chaiwalas. And I remember, you know, I'm not used to that because here, you know, you go make your own cup of tea. And I was doing that in the beginning, and the office manager had to come up to me and say, Del, you need to stop doing it. This is their job. You know, they're getting offended that you don't like the way they're giving you tea. So,
right.
So yeah, definitely cultural differences between the two. Yeah.
In terms of work hours, traditionally people in India work very long hours. Do you see that difference? Did you experience that yourself?
Oh, absolutely, especially in the beginning. I think culturally you're right. I think Indians have an incredibly strong work ethic. When I was at Times Now, I was working 6 days a week, pulling 12-hour shifts. There was a time in my career, and this was really, I mean, it was also partly me because I was working hard because I wanted to progress in my career. And I was, you know, the foreign editor on Times Now, so our editorial meeting would be at 10 a.m., but the foreign show, the international show that I would present would be at 11 p.m. So I'd be in at the office at 10 o'clock in the morning, and if I wasn't, I'd get yelled at to present, you know, to pitch the stories that we were planning on doing, the international stories. But then I'd have to be on air presenting at 11 o'clock at night. And you know, that was standard. I couldn't complain because everybody else around me was in exactly the same situation. So I think that was, you know, for me, I mean, it was a great learning curve, but that's also why eventually I decided, look, I do need to take a step back and move away. Although having said that, look, in Australia, while, you know, those things aren't really allowed, like you can't get away with working 11, 12 hours, you know, again, there are times when I have to do it. As a journalist, as you well know, Nital, you know, you have to be willing, you have to respond to news whenever it happens.
When you approach stories that are more relevant to Indians in Australia or some of those stories that you have worked on?
You know, I think whenever there is a big Indian-Australian related story, like for example, the 2009, you know, attacks on the Indian students. I mean, that I was actually in India then, you know, and Times Now was one of those organisations that really went over the top with that. So we, you know, years later, I'm here at the ABC and we're talking about Indian-Australian diplomacy. And that topic came up and people looked at me and said, Del, do you want to go do that story? Because, you know, it is something that obviously I can relate to. I mean, on the bright side, the real advantage of being Indian-Australian is when Shah Rukh Khan was in Sydney, I got to interview him.
Yes, I was just about to say, tell us something about your interview with Shah Rukh Khan.
See, I can't believe I missed that one when you asked what are some fun stories. That was fun. I mean, apart from meeting Shah Rukh Khan, and I remember pitching the story to my editor and explaining to her, I'm like, you can't get bigger than this. This is the Bollywood, you know, this is Bollywood's biggest superstar, King Khan. And it was fantastic meeting him. We had to wait for 3 hours before he showed up. But when he did not disappoint. I got him to dance, which was quite fun as well.
And you tried a few steps with him.
I did,
that
I did.
That is fun. Anybody who wants to see Del Irani dancing with Shah Rukh Khan, they should just log on to YouTube.
Yeah, it was. He showed me the lungi dance.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he was great, and we talked about again because I know so much about him and his career, and I've watched his Bollywood movies. So we talked about, you know, Dilwale Dulhania Le Jayenge, and you know all the his relationship with Karan Johar and all of those things. So that was definitely a highlight. But I mean, apart from Shah Rukh Khan, you know, even when Amitabh Bachchan came into town, and got to interview him or. Vidya Balan. So it really does help in a way to be Indian Australian because I think it adds to you know what you also bring to the table. And Australia is a multicultural society, and I think it's becoming increasingly aware of the fact that there is such a great, vibrant Indian diaspora here. So I just feel fortunate enough, like you, Nital, to be in the media and to be able to represent them.
Coming back to Indian Australian topics, we are here today at Australia India Youth Dialogue. Can you tell us something about your participation here?
Yeah, so I'm here as a delegate. I was invited, and I'm actually a delegate on the Australian side. It's been interesting in the last couple of days. For day one, we really focused more on, you know, I guess the cricket diplomacy side of things.
Yeah.
Today, we're really talking about soft diplomacy and the future of Australia-India trade. A lot of the speakers that we heard are really positive about the future of Indian-Australian relations. I hope they're right. I would like to see a greater bond between the two countries. But there's just so much optimism around Narendra Modi that no matter what you say, you know, he is somebody that's given people a lot of hope. So that's fantastic.
And is this the first time you're participating in this youth dialogue?
It is the first time, yes. It was the first time that I was invited and I was able to be here. We're in Sydney at the moment, and then we're heading to Melbourne. They have this annually. Last year it was in Delhi, which unfortunately I missed out on. That would have been great. So it's a four-day dialogue. There are really high-level delegates from India and Australia. So it's a fantastic networking opportunity and opportunity to learn again about how the two countries can work closer together.
How significant is it to have a youth dialogue? Governments talk all the time, businesses have discussions. How important do you think it is to have a youth dialogue?
I think it's incredibly important. I mean, one of the speakers today was talking about the demographics in India and the fact that, you know, 50% of the population is under 25, you know, a third is under 35. And that, I mean, I hear this all the time. People are always talking about the young, dynamic, middle class of India. So I think if we're talking about the future, this is the future. I mean, these are where the leaders are going to come from. And, you know, in terms of relations between the two countries, things like education, economy, you know, energy. They're talking about the three E's. This is where the dialogue is really at. And, you know, one of the things I do in Australia is I present a show called Talk About It. And that show, again, is a youth-focused show. Our audience is 18 to 35-year-olds. And, you know, you say, well, why young people? Again, because we need to engage young people. And, you know, Narendra Modi, some would say he came to power because he engaged the young people. He used social media, and they're the ones that saw, you know, a future in him. So I think that has really what's hooked me as well for this conference, that it is a youth dialogue.
Del, thank you. We're here at Australia-India Youth Dialogue, and we're talking to journalist Del Irani. Thank you so much for your time today.
Anital, thank you. Thank you so much.